You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. And now, Coast to Coast, AM, PM, Minimart. If you're calling from west of the Rockies and you don't know what to do yet, you're pretty stupid. If you're calling from east of the Rockies, good for you. I don't know what to tell the rest of you. And now, Coast to Coast, AM, PM, out of retirement. From the Kingdom of Die. Woo! Here's my man.
Thank you very much, Ross. Thank you, and hello. And it's good to be back with all of you, out of retirement, and out of retirement for a very good reason, because in a moment we're going to be talking with General Johnson Jameson about the MTA strike in the city of Los Angeles, and how bus and transit strikes can affect each and every one of us in a very, very negative way. But first, this from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, how many times have you thought, I could be flying over the Andes, the plane could crash, me and a soccer team could be left on board, stranded there, and then I'd need to eat human flesh? Do I have a recipe book? Well, now you do. Donner Party for Two. From Peenemann Enterprises. You really don't know how good an Italian goalkeeper can taste, but with Donner Party of Two, these recipes will be great recipes like Uruguayan cab driver L'Orange, or Canadian banker Underglass. How about Texas oilman Sue, or my personal favorite, filet of Chilean schoolteacher. And if you order now, you get these special flavor packets. Yes, it's the great recipe book for people stranded in the Andes, hoping to stay alive by eating human flesh, the flesh perhaps of a friend or family member. Donner Party of Two, new from Peenemann Enterprises. And now, back to that sick bastard art.
All right, thank you very much. And we do have on the line Brigadier General Johnson Jameson. By the way, do you notice how much the show sucks since White Siegel took over? I'm just kidding. It's really good. Let's try again.
Here's that ass art.
All right, thank you. Now, I'm joking around, of course. I think he's a tremendous individual, great broadcaster, and I'm very happy to be retired. Sitting at home as I usually do, peering through the blinds when I hear a truck pull up. Otherwise, having my wife or bodyguard answer the door. General Jameson is on the line with us from his bunker complex. Actually, General Jameson, I'm not exactly sure. Where are you right now?
Right now I'm at my vacation bunker. Ordinarily, I would be in my bunker complex under 300 feet under the Saskatchewan's crust, but I'm in my vacation bunker right now. I'm having my other bunker termite treated.
I saw that you had termites in your bunker in Saskatchewan?
Yes, I'm in Lancaster, California. And
General, you know that there is a light rail and bus strike in the Los Angeles area, correct?
Yes, I do.
Now, here is where it gets really interesting. The light rail strike and bus strike is impacting you there in Lancaster. Do you see this as another CIA attempt at silencing you?
Well, I got to tell you something. I do, Art. And I'll tell you why. This bus and rail strike has affected me. My caregiver and nurse, Juanita, usually takes the bus here. This is day four of me sitting in my own waste.
Started this strike and is attempting to continue the strike. And
4 days, Art. 4 days I've been sitting.
How about if you were to get up and actually wash yourself off?
Well, that defeats the whole purpose of having a woman come in.
Yes, I understand that, but I thought...
I can't do that. I can't do that. I have important work that I have to do. I have to prove that the CIA wants to murder me. Why would I want to get up and give myself a sponge bath and just prove all of that, you see? So,
all right, I understand. Well, I hope that you're feeling better. I hope that someone changes your diaper very quickly.
Thank you. Thank you, and God bless.
God bless. So, you see, I came out of retirement for that. to get on the phone with General Johnson Jameson, only to find out he's been sitting in his own waste for 4 days because the woman who usually changes his diapers isn't there because of a rail strike. Thank you. Oh, shut up. I'm Art Bell. Goodbye.
Now, back into retirement he goes. And why not? You people creep him out. You give him the bedtime creeps. Quit bothering him. I'm Ross Mitchell. I'm the real star of this show. By the way, I haven't had my diapers changed either.